So you all you'd have left would be the cracklings.
Be the cracklings and the pot of lard. Fill that pot full of that fat. It'd be about 2/3 or maybe 3/4 full of lard.
And how would you store it then? Would it store anything?
Yeah. Put it in stone jars, 5-gallon jars. Strain the cracklings out of it and pull that lard through a straining cloth into them jars while it was hot. And that'd be the prettiest brown cracklings.
Good to eat.
Use some of them in cornbread. And the way the next spring, them cracklings would get old, we'd make soap. Lye soap out of them.
Out of the crackling.
Mm-hmm. When they got too old to eat, you know.
Do you remember the process making the soap?
Yeah. I mean, you need to try to make it full moon in March so it would turn out better.
Yeah.
Use potash and that old hog fat, scraps, something that you couldn't eat. And that potash would eat it up and would make soap then, cook it, you know, boil it. When it got cool, it'd be a great big old cake in that pot and you'd cut it out. It would have bigger pieces you wanted.
And that's what you use?
That's what you use to wash your clothes with.
Yeah. You didn't bathe with it?
Mm-mm. Lye soap.
It's called lye soap.
Lye soap. And Mama would always try to make it full moon in March. Said it would turn out better, be better soap. I don't know what that had to do with, but that was her soap making time.
Well,
them old people way back young.
You know, one of my memories of you as a little girl and when you were still farming all the time, you were always checking your almanac. It seemed that there was a time.
Yeah, we had a time to plant different things.
You knew how to watch the moon?
Yeah, the older people, they thought sure that the moon had something to do with how the crop would turn out, whether it grew off. But if you plant long time ago, if you planted corn when the moon was growing, it grew tall.
Yeah.
Real tall.
Well.
But I think that was partly superstition. And it was a breed of corn. Certain corns would grow taller than others.
Did you ever break away from tradition and plant corn when the moon wasn't growing?
Always planted when the weather would let me.
Yeah.
When it could get the land ready. Couldn't wait on the moon all the time.
What else did you use the almanac for?
Well, I don't know. That's mostly what? You'd sort of plant your garden by the almanac.
Uncle Monk, if you want to take something out of a larger barrel and put it into a narrow mouth jar, what might you use?
Use a funnel and put it in a jug or like that. We used to have a cane mill, cook syrup and put some in barrels, 30-gallon barrels,